This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Now to a mystery in the troubled Russian region of Chechnya. More than 90 people, mostly children, have fallen ill with severe convulsions, difficulty breathing, and sometimes hallucinations and memory loss. Parents suspect their children were poisoned. Chechen rebel leaders there accuse the Russian military of secretly putting nerve gas in schools. Russian officials deny the charges, saying the cause is mass hysteria. Joining me now to talk about this story is reporter Kim Murphy, who wrote about it for the Los Angeles Times. She joins us now from Belarus. And Kim, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks a lot.
Well, tell us how this illness first started.
Well, it was first reported one day when some children had gone out for a recess, came back to class, lined up, and all of a sudden, one girl started going into convulsions. Within a few minutes, it started happening to a couple of other girls who reported severe breathing problems. They had smelled some kind of strange smell in the air that smelled kind of like chlorine floor cleaning fluid. And before long, dozens of girls were in the hospital.
And then I understand it spread to other towns?
A couple of days later, it happened in a very nearby village. The day after that, it happened in a village several miles away. All in all, there were half a dozen villages involved within that 1 week period.
And the government investigated. They took samples, I guess, from the schools, air samples, and samples from the floorboards, and determined that there is no environmental cause.
They did everything. They took toxicology tests from the girls. They sampled their blood. They sampled their hair. They went through the school. They looked at the paint. They went out into the playground and, you know, took samples from the soil. All in all, bottom line, they found absolutely nothing that might have caused anything like these symptoms.
And so they concluded it is mass hysteria.
Actually, they concluded it after they went on the internet and did some research and saw some cases that were just remarkably similar to what had happened in Chechnya. And when they called up to Moscow and talked with people from the Serbsky Psychiatric Institute up there, they said, yes, absolutely, it's a classic case. And that is what has now become the official diagnosis. The problem is that nobody in Chechnya is buying it.
The mass hysteria they're saying is caused from a psychological reaction to the wars there.
Yeah. In fact, most of the research on this phenomenon, which is officially known as conversion disorder, says that it's often associated with a pre-existing state of psychological stress, of which almost everybody in Chechnya can be assumed to be a victim of that. There's no shortage of stress going on down there.
Now, the Chechen rebels are saying that the military put nerve gas in the schools. Any evidence of that?
You know, they frankly believe that the Russians have been engaged in genocide and are deliberately attacking the children. But I have not seen any convincing physical evidence that they have produced to that effect.
Well, what's next? How are the children doing now? It's been a couple months since the first cases.
Well, they've all been receiving a lot of psychological help. Unfortunately, that's been one of the most perplexing things about this outbreak, is that despite weeks and weeks of psychological attention, and, you know, they gave the kids some sedatives and some other drugs, which we don't know what they were, as soon as they came back home, they started having the symptoms all over again. And there's next to no psychological rehabilitation facilities for kids down there. None of the general practitioners in Chechnya ever got any kind of psychological training. So they had no idea what this kind of phenomenon was. You know, the good news about all this is that they're really figuring out that they've got a problem with that, and they're working on getting money for facilities, training for doctors, that kind of thing.
Kim Murphy is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.